You know that we are in the season of Lent. This is the season that leads us up to the celebration of Easter. First, our Saviour's Passion on the cross of Calvary, and then the triumph of Easter Day. And in this season of Lent, traditionally, it has been the practice of many Christians across the world to deny themselves certain things by way of preparing themselves for Easter, so that in Lent, people give up things. They give up eating chocolate. They give up lying too long in bed in the morning. They give up pleasures during Lent. They give up alcohol during Lent. And that's what many Christians do during this season. But in today's reading, which Shona read to us, Jesus says something that is quite dramatic. He said that if we want to be followers of him, if we want to be Christians, in other words, then it's not a question of giving up this or that. It's a question of giving up everything. He said, if anybody wants to be a follower of mine, he must take up his cross and follow me. Now, the cross, of course, was the symbol of death. And, of course, it has become the symbol of the Christian faith across the world. But it means death. You have to give up everything. Now, this is open to two quite separate misunderstandings. The first one is this, that many people bear crosses. Now, folk talk about, I've got an awful cross to bear. Somebody, perhaps, who is raising a disabled child, for example, might say, I've got a terrible cross to bear. Or somebody who's looking after a very aged parent. Or somebody's had to give up their own life to look after somebody else, and they might say, well, I've got an awful cross to bear. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Because Jesus is talking about actively seeking a cross, choosing a cross. So that's the first misunderstanding. And the second one is that when I was in the youth fellowship, I grew up in a very evangelical church. And in that church, people said things like this. They said that you must go where the shadow of the cross is darkest. Or they said, when Christ calls somebody to follow, he calls them to come and die. And so it wasn't always the happiest experience, because it was like if you were enjoying yourself too much, that was a bad sign, because you weren't carrying your cross and you weren't making yourself suffer enough, and you weren't making yourself dead enough. Jesus was not talking about that kind of death at all. In fact, it's the very opposite. When he called people to take up their cross and follow him, he was talking not about death, but about life. Remember, this week, Billy Graham died. And if you remember these great rallies which he conducted, and the high point of these rallies came at the end, where he invited people to come forward and give their life to Christ. Right? Now, he was offering new life, not death. You see? So he was saying, come and give your life so that you might find an even better life. And of course, that fits with all the things that Jesus said. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Not death, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And then he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And then he said, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his life? I've come for life. Whoever finds his life, said Jesus, will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So Jesus wasn't offering death. He was offering life from the very beginning. Someone said this. Someone said that we can either lose what we can't keep, or we can keep what we can't lose. Everything that we've got, we're going to lose. Everything, including our very life. But there's one thing that we can keep that we will never lose, and that is the nearness of Christ, our Saviour. It's our instinct to try and hold on to everything that we've got. You know, when you're a wee child, the first thing you've got to teach the child is how to give things away, because they're not up for that, are they? They want to hold on to it and keep it.
Well, we're children too, because we want to think that we can keep all that we've got. We want to keep our health, we want to keep our families, we want to keep our happiness, we want to keep all the things we've got, but the truth of the matter is we're not going to be able to keep them. But there's one thing that we are going to be able to keep, and that is the nearness of Christ, our Saviour. And that's why Jesus said, you want to follow me, then hand over your life to me, because that means that you will be able to keep life rather than to lose it. Let me tell you about what happened in the prison. I don't know whether it still happens, but it certainly happened when I was there as a chaplain. Now, in the prison, when the prisoners are collected from the courts during the day and they're brought to the prison in the evenings, and they come to reception. Now, this is what happens in reception. When they arrive in reception, they have to hand over all that they've got, everything that they've got. First of all, they're all separated and they're put in these wee cubicles called dog boxes. You have to do that, because if you've got 60 boys coming off a bus all handcuffed, you can't just let them all mill about. They're not BB boys, they're not scouts, right? So you can't have them all hanging about. So you separate them up and they all go into wee boxes. And then they're called out from this box one at a time. And they come out in the clothes and with all that they come into prison with. And they give up everything. Everything. So they take off all their clothes, they hand over their wedding ring, they take off their watch, they take the earring out of their ear, everything they've got, they hand over, and it goes into a black plastic bag, and they don't see it again until their day of liberation. But you know this, they're happy to hand it over. Why are they happy to hand it over? Because if they don't hand it over, somebody's going to take it from them. Somebody's going to barter with them. So it's in their own interest to hand over all that they've got into the hands of the authority, because they know that there it's safe and they will get it back again. It's a bit like that with us and Christ. That's what we do with our life. And that's what Jesus is talking about when he says, take up your cross and follow me. He says, hand over your life to me and it will be safe with me. Give it to me. That's why Billy Graham said, will you come and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? But remember this, you're giving your life to the one who has first given you everything you've got, and who will give himself to you day by day by day, and you will never lose him, and you will never be alone, and you'll never face anything without him being there, because that's why he said, come and follow me. If we're following him, then he's leading, he's always there. You might not know what direction your life is going to take, but if you're following him, he knows what direction your life will take. And you will never have to face anything alone, because you're following him. You've given your life to him. You've had, just like the prisoner, you've handed over all you've got. You've handed over your children. You've handed over your family. You've handed over your life. You've handed over your future. You've handed over your past to him. You don't have to be burdened by things that have happened in your past. You can hand it over. That's what Jesus is talking about when he says, take up your cross. He's not asking you, he's not offering you death. He's offering you life. He's offering you freedom. Freedom from fear. Freedom from feeling that you're on your own and you've got to face it alone. Freedom from feeling that you've got to find your own way forward. You don't have to find your own way forward if you're following him. If you've given your life to him, then you'll never have to live it alone. And you've given to him what you will never lose. Because everything else you will lose. Even the things that we treasure most. Even that which is most precious to us, even the folk that we have loved most, there is nothing that we have that we are not going to lose. But there is something we can have that we will never lose, and that is the nearness of Christ, our Lord, who has promised never to leave us, nor forsake us, never to leave us alone, so that we don't have to find our own resources day by day. We don't have to find our own way forward, because we are following him. And that's what Jesus meant when he said, take up your cross and follow me. He wasn't offering you death, like what I sometimes think I was offered in the Youth Fellowship. He's not offering you death. He's not asking you to die to yourself. He's offering you life, and he's offering you his life to accompany you day by day, year by year, into all that is before you, leaving you and never leaving you. It is better to keep what you can never lose
and to lose what you cannot keep. Amen. Thanks be to God for his word. We worship God now with our offering.